Welcome to Nutty Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're spicing things up with a dash of high finance. Get ready to crunch some numbers, folks, because bank trading revenues are about to explode.
Explode? Really? Is it fireworks season already? Fill me in, what's happening in the world of trading?
Well, according to the Financial Times, 2024 is shaping up to be a record-breaking year for bank trading revenues. We're talking almost $225 billion. That's the highest since 2010, even surpassing the turbulent year of 2022.
Wow, $225 billion. That's serious cheddar. What's fueling this boom? Is it the return of the roaring 20s, but for traders?
It's a cocktail of factors, actually. Increased volatility around the U.S. election, the unwinding of the yen carry trade, and, the ever-reliable securitization trading, which, by the way, has seen its highest issuance since 2007.
Securitization trading, right. That sounds vaguely familiar. So it's not just the usual suspects, then?
Nope. Equity derivatives are also playing a big role, riding the wave of a rebound in equity capital markets activity. It's like a perfect storm brewing, but in a good way, for the banks at least.
I see. Interesting. But didn't banks struggle for a while there? I remember hearing about low volatility and shrinking trading desks. What changed?
Well, things were pretty stagnant between 2014 and 2019. But the pandemic, geopolitical turmoil like the war in Ukraine, and rising interest rates injected a much-needed dose of, shall we say, excitement back into the markets.
Excitement. That's one word for it. So, who are the big winners in this trading bonanza? Anyone we know?
The usual suspects. The top five investment banks are projected to rake in a combined $112 billion. And get this, Bank of America is expected to significantly outperform its 2022 and 2023 numbers, which is, well, interesting, given that they have the smallest overall total amongst the top five. Makes you wonder.
That is intriguing, almost like David amongst the Goliaths. What about the smaller players? Are they getting squeezed out?
Unfortunately, yes. The big banks are consolidating their power, with some rivals exiting certain trading areas, like Deutsche Bank leaving equities, and the whole Credit Suisse situation, the giants are grabbing even bigger slices of the pie.
Got it. So the rich get richer. Classic Wall Street story. But is this sustainable? Will the good times keep rolling for these trading desks?
That's the million-dollar question. While investors are usually hesitant to overvalue trading activities because of their unpredictable nature, even they seem optimistic. The general consensus, according to Coalition Greenwich, is that we're not going back to the pre-COVID levels anytime soon.
Well, it sounds like the trading floors are buzzing again. Exciting times. Thanks for breaking it down for us.
My pleasure. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show, your podcast on usually cooking and technology, but sometimes finance. Until next time, goodbye.
Bye-bye.